What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we're going to pick up the Robert Langdon saga, and we're going to discuss Angels and Demons, starring Tom Hanks, Ewan McGregor, Ailette Zurer, Stellan Skarsgård, Pierre Francisco Favino, and Armin Mueller Stahl. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And as I said in the introduction, today we're going to pick up the Robert Langdon saga and we'll discuss Angels and Demons. As our movie opens, the Catholic Church mourns the sudden death of Pope Pius XVI and prepares for the papal conclave to elect his successor in Vatican City. As a result, Father Patrick McKenna, the Camerlengo, takes temporary control of the Vatican during the Sede Vacante period. Meanwhile, at CERN, scientists Father Silvano Bentivoglio and Dr. Vittoria Vetra create three canisters of antimatter. As Vittoria goes to evaluate the experiment, she discovers that Silvano has been murdered and one of the canisters has been stolen. Shortly thereafter, four of the Preferiti, the favored candidates to be elected as Pope, are kidnapped by a man claiming to represent the Illuminati. He sends the Vatican a warning, claiming that he will murder each of the cardinals from 8 p.m. until midnight, when the stolen antimatter will explode and destroy the city, as the antimatter is hidden somewhere within. Having attracted the church's attention after searching for the Priory of Sion in Paris and in London, American symbologist Professor Robert Langdon is brought to the Vatican to help. After listening to the assassin's threat, he deduces that the four cardinals will be murdered on the four altars of the Path of Illumination in locations relevant to the classical elements, Earth, air, water, and fire. McKenna gives Langdon access to the Vatican secret archives in order to research the altars against the wishes of Commander Richter, who is the head of the Swiss Guard. Langdon and Vittoria examine Galileo Galilei's banned book, finding clues to the first altar. Initially believing it to be at the Pantheon, although they eventually discover it to be at the Kigi Chapel. They rush to the chapel, accompanied by Ernesto Olivetti and Claudio Vincenzi of the Corps of Gendarmerie of Vatican City. But they are too late to save Cardinal Ebner, who is found dead, having suffocated on a mouthful of dirt and branded with the ambigrammatic word earth. Following the clue left by a Bernini statue at the Kigi Chapel, Langdon discovers the second altar to be a Bernini-created sculpture in St. Peter's Square. Upon reaching it, they find Cardinal Lamassi mortally wounded, with his lungs having been punctured and his chest branded with the ambigram air. After reading a threatening note left on Lamassi's body, Vittoria comes to suspect that Pius XVI did not die of a stroke as believed, but that he was actually murdered with an overdose of tinzaparin, which he had secretly been taking for his thrombophlebitis. This is confirmed when McKenna and Vittoria secretly inspect the body in the Vatican necropolis. After returning to the archives for further research, Langdon, Olivetti, and Vicenzi eventually identify the Santa Maria della Vittoria as the altar of fire, where they find Cardinal Guidiera burning to death, branded with the word fire. The assassin appears and kills everyone except Langdon before escaping. After consulting a map of Rome, Langdon identifies the final altar as Plaza Navona's Four Rivers sculpture. Escorted by two Vatican police officers, they find the assassin attempting to drown Cardinal Baggia in the Fontana dei Quattro Fiumi. The officers are killed by the assassin, but Langdon manages to rescue Baggia with the help of bystanders. Baggia tells Langdon that he was held with the Preferetti and Casile Sant'Angelo. So Richter confiscates Dr. Silvano's journals, thus convincing Vittoria that he is a conspirator. Langdon, Vittoria, and the police storm Castile Sant'Angelo, and London and Vittoria find the assassin's lair, discovering the four brands that were used on the cardinals, and deduce that the missing fifth brand is meant for McKenna. Before escaping, the assassin claims that he was hired by men of God and could have killed Langdon at any point, but they did not decree it so. Guided to a car by his unseen contractor, the assassin is killed when the vehicle is destroyed by a car bomb. Langdon and Vittoria find a secret passageway which leads all the way to the Vatican and warn the Swiss guard of McKenna's impending fate. They find Richter hovering over a branded McKenna. Richter and Archbishop Simeon, an alleged conspirator, are killed. Langdon retrieves a key from the dying Richter's hand, and the antimatter is found in St. Peter's tomb, due to detonate in 5 minutes, the cold temperature preventing its battery from being changed in time, as according to Vittoria, the device would not have enough residual charge to keep the antimatter in suspension. So McKenna, a former helicopter pilot, seizes the canister and pilots a helicopter into the sky, parachuting out seconds before the antimatter detonates. The explosion does cause damage and injuries throughout Vatican City, but no lives are lost, and the church is saved. McKenna is hailed as a hero, with calls for him to be elected as Pope by acclamation. Langdon and Vittoria retrieve Silvano's journals from Richter's office and discover that he kept tabs on the Pope with secret hidden security cameras due to medical reasons. Using the key that Langdon retrieved from Richter, they discover that McKenna was the true mastermind behind the attacks. The Pope had invited Silvano to publicly present the antimatter as proof of a divine power, bridging the gap between religion and science, and potentially ending the conflict between them. Considering such a claim to be blasphemy, McKenna orchestrated Pius XVI's death and hired the assassin, plotting to have himself elected as Pope while making the Illuminati the scapegoat. The footage is shown to the papal conclave, and McKenna, realizing that he has been exposed, commits suicide via self-immolation, refusing to be taken alive. The following morning, Cardinal Bagia is elected as the new pope. He chooses to take on the name Pope Luke, an allusion to the biblical Luke being both a doctor and an apostle, symbolically bridging the gap between science and religion. The Vatican also announces that McKenna has died from injuries from his parachute landing, which leads to calls for sainthood, since the people are not aware that he was the mastermind behind everything. Cardinal Strauss, the Pope's new Carmelengo, gives Galileo's book to Langdon as thanks for his help, asking that he ensure that it returns to the Vatican in his last will and testament. Pope Luke then gives Langdon and Vittoria a thankful nod before stepping out onto the balcony to greet the crowd below and give the traditional first Urbi et Orbi as Pope. This one wasn't as good as the Da Vinci Code, in my opinion, but it was still fun with all the stuff about the Illuminati and, again, the scavenger hunt aspect, trying to solve the clues to unlock the truth of matter. I did enjoy this one, just not to the same level as I did the Da Vinci Code. I would still watch this one again. This was my first time having seen this one. But I don't know if I would watch it on its own or if I would watch it as part of like watching the trilogy. That's where the question lies with me on this one. But it was very good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I also enjoyed watching Ewan McGregor as a villain, as McKenna, because I've really only ever seen him in roles where he's a good guy. You know, Moulin Rouge, as Obi-Wan Kenobi, etc. I've never really seen him as a deceitful villain. So when it's exposed that he's the bad guy in this, it was an interesting twist for me, because you thought you had it all figured out, and then you come to realize who the true villain is. Good storytelling, though, good acting. I did enjoy it. When it comes to my rating on this one, I'm going to give this 3.5 out of 5 stars. Again, I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed Da Vinci Code, but it was still solid. It was still good. I still enjoyed it. What do you guys think of Angels and Demons? Let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, when we take a look at 2011's Larry Crown. And boy, what an all-star cast do we have for this one. Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Wilmer Valderrama, Pam Grier, Cedric the Entertainer, Taraji P. Henson, Bryan Cranston, Rami Malek, Maria Canales Barrera, Rita Wilson, George Takei, Rob Riggle, and Randall Park. You're not going to want to miss out on that one here tomorrow. right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on an all-new Renegades Reviews, when we take a look at Larry Crown. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there, tuned in for the premiere, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there, tune in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans and viewers out there. Tune in on a regular basis. Show me that love. Show me that support. Going back in the archives, digging up those old episodes, rewatching them, reliving them, enjoying the past in an effort to help me boost up my viewership hours so I can eventually get monetized, make some money on this endeavor. Thank you very much to each and every one of you who tuned in and joined me here today, and I will see you guys next time.